Chapter 1. In the Game.
Imagine that you've just received a pass at the top of the key. You shield the basketball with your body so it won't be stolen. You look at the hoop. Your grip on the ball tightens as a defender approaches. Too far out to launch a jump shot, you look down low. There's a lot happening beneath the basket. Elbows are flying as your teammates try to get position. The defense, meanwhile, is trying hard to deny them the ball. You can't seem to sneak in a pass. Both your center and power forward are tightly guarded. You don't want to risk turning the ball over, so you look elsewhere. Swinging around behind the defense is your other forward. In a second, he'll be open. But he runs into a hard pick along the baseline. He's no longer an option. Your fellow guard is also unavailable, the victim of a slippery court. He's currently on his back near the opposing team's bench. It's up to you to make something happen, especially since the game is tied with under a minute to play. You fake like you're going left, but then you quickly put the ball on the floor and dribble to the right. Sweat pours down your forehead. You feel the wind on your face as you cruise past the foul line. Making your way down the lane, you see daylight ahead, so you turn on the jets. You are the fastest player on the court, and you know it. From across the paint comes the weak side defense. You knew it was coming, so you're ready for the pressure. You expected the hand in your face and the hard bump to your body. Neither tactic will rattle you. You've been here before. Still, the defensive pressure slows you down. In fact, your momentum is almost completely stopped. That's all right, though, since the defensive switch means someone else is open. So right before you slam on the brakes, you dish the ball off. Your big man catches the pretty no-look pass. With a clean view of the basket, he fires one up, but his short jumper doesn't have enough arc. The ball hits the rim and bounces back toward the ground. A defender barely gets an outstretched fingertip on it. This deflects the rebound in your direction. A moment later, your luck has changed. The ball lands in your lap. Once again, your grip tightens. There are now 5 seconds remaining. Before the defense can react, you make a charge at the hoop. The defense collapses. You let go with a short bank shot as the buzzer sounds. In a desperate attempt to keep you from scoring, your opponents foul you hard. As a result, you end up on the floor, unable to move. You try to make out the numbers on the scoreboard. At first, they are blurry, but they soon come into focus. Time has expired, and your shot didn't go in. The score is still tied. After being fouled like that, you're going to get another chance. You can win the game by making at least one of 2 shots at the free throw line. Now, if you can only find the strength, you need to push yourself off the floor and thrust your body back into your wheelchair. Can you imagine that? For Bryson McLeod, this is a familiar scene. The 16-year-old from New Jersey has been here a number of times. That's because Bryson is a wheelchair basketball player, and a good one, too.